One of the game's long-held adages is that a new manager provokes a positive response from his players. Tom Wade took the hot seat at Blyth Spartans 2 weeks ago and presided over a 3-2 win against Ilkeston in his first game. Wade brings his team and his 100% record to Gig Lane on Saturday to face FC United. The Reds are in a winless run of 5 games that had seen them slip out of the playoff places, so a win is vital. The worst run in FC's history was 8 games without a win between March and April of 2010. The current slump has coincided with Michael Norton's run of 8 games without a goal, his most barren sequence for the club. The Spartans were relegated from the Conference North last season and are now in 15th spot. Undoubtedly their low point of the campaign was an 8-1 thrashing at Worksop Town in October, the biggest defeat in the division in 2012-13. FC played Blyth for the first time at Croft Park in December, a 157-mile journey to the northeast, which is the furthest they have travelled for a league fixture. The visitors quickly fell behind in the 6th minute when Phil Airy ran unchallenged to fire past James Spencer, but drew level in 13 minutes as Dean Stott latched onto a loose ball from a corner. Nicky Platt collected a nasty facial injury during the first half, which forced a substitution, but it was his teammates who forced a winner after 50 minutes, when Norton superbly volleyed in a Wolfenden cross from the right. The Reds have a mixed record in home games against clubs from the North East. In March 2008, Newcastle Blue Star were beaten 3-2 at Gig Lane, when Rory Patterson scored twice. In March 2010, Durham City arrived without a win all season, and took the points with a 2-1 victory, a humbling experience for the home faithful. FC gained some measure of revenge in November 2011, when the Citizens returned for an FA Trophy second qualifying round replay, after a 1-1 draw at the Arnott Stadium. Norton headed in the opening goal in 29 minutes, but the plucky visitors forced extra time, being eventually down 3-1 with substitutes Jimmy Holden and Astley Mulholland scoring. With a victory for the club in the Court of Appeal on Wednesday, here is 10cc with Good Morning Judge.